You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
I'm John Rogers. I'm a father. I live in Halifax. Grew up in a small town in Nova Scotia, Digby, about 2,500 people. I had a transformative experience going to Acadia University. It really expanded my horizons. Worked most of my life in Nova Scotia, other than a couple of sojourns to Ontario. I practiced law for a long time and was the CEO for a number of years at Stuart McKelvey, which has offices around Atlantic Canada. And I'm passionate about my community. I want to make sure it's a kind of place that my children and future grandchildren enjoy, can thrive here, that they have a wonderful kind of experience that they could have anywhere in the globe. The Halifax Partnership is focused on the economic development of Halifax. We're a public-private partnership, so we're supported by the municipal government in Halifax and by over 100 investors or private companies that support the work of the partnership, as well as program support from the provincial government and the federal government. We're focused on delivering on Halifax's economic growth plan, and that's to grow our population and to grow our gross domestic product. And we have a number of programs that we do to accomplish those goals. And we work on selling Halifax around the globe in terms of our value proposition, which is TLC, which is talent, location, and cost. And we work with existing businesses here to help them expand and grow. Halifax is really a great place to work and live. I think it's too much of an undiscovered secret, and we need to do a better job of telling that story. It's a livable city that has much to offer. And I think if we look over the last 10 or 15 years, that the face of the city has changed. I think you can look at it from the cranes that are in the sky and the new buildings that are here, or the new parks that have been created, or the new trails, all those things. But it's also the number of new faces. So attracting and retaining our graduating students, but attracting people from around the world. And you can see that when you're listening to conversations and the languages being spoken, whether you're walking on the streets or on the waterfront or the park. Halifax has a tremendous amount to offer businesses, whether it's local or global. And I'll say it's fascinating to come in to be working at the partnership to see Halifax through the eyes of businesses outside, businesses that are global in scope, that look at Halifax as an attractive place to do business. I mean, we've got tremendous talent in this city in terms of what the universities offer and new Canadians offer. It's a great place to live in terms of affordability of housing and what the city has to offer in terms of recreation and just space. And it's also, in terms of the cost for business, it's a good place. But I think a really new and positive element is the innovation that's going on in this city, and that's driven in large part by the people that are here and the people that we attract. The Halifax Partnership has two wonderful programs to help, they were designed to help change the outflow of students, graduating students, and newcomers. And so Game Changers is one of those programs. It was a multi-year program which was meant to stem the tide of that out-migration. And it was getting employers to hire recent graduates, to have experiential learning programs for students in the post-secondary space, and so connecting students with businesses And it's been a wonderful experience for those that have been involved in it. And if we look at it at a higher level, it's accomplished its goal, which was to change the out-migration of a pretty critical group of people who lived in our city, you know, in that 20 to 35 year cohort. So Halifax Partnership created the Connector program, which is it's simple in concept, and it literally connects new immigrants and graduating students to people in business and other organizations. And it's not a promise of a job. It's a promise that they make to the student or new immigrant to connect those people to their networks, to expand them, to create the kind of opportunities and the connection to our community. That program, as simple as it is, has been exported across the country and around the globe, and it started here. The stories that you hear about that program from both the students and new immigrants to the individuals that are connecting those folks to the networks are powerful and tell a great story about Halifax and the new people that are arriving here and staying here. What would I say about Halifax? I expect many of the stories of other communities would ring the same. But I think if you come here and experience what Halifax has to offer and experience the people here, I think you'll find it a warm and inviting community that is welcoming. There's tremendous opportunity for people to live and work here. And it is one of the best kept secrets of the world in terms of a place to live and to work and to grow. One of the key events in sort of the year is the annual speech by the mayor on the state of Halifax, and the mayor reports on many things, but including sort of the economic growth strategy, and tells the story of how we're progressing as a community and the challenges that we have. And I think what he's demonstrated in the past is that if there are challenges, we take those on together and collaboratively and work to solve those issues. And I think we've demonstrated through that effort that we can make Halifax a better place to live and to grow our population and to grow our economic base. The partnership has had a long engagement with the African Nova Scotian community. I'll say the long indigenous African Nova Scotian community, but also the more recent African Nova Scotian immigrants. We recognize that our focus on economic growth needs to be an inclusive economic growth. And so work at supporting organizations that are focused on engaging the African Nova Scotian community in the growth in Halifax. So we would welcome an opportunity to partner with new startups in that space, as we do with new startups in the innovation field and other businesses.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.